Office affairs. Yes, Sissy, I am wearing this outfit to work, and no, it is not too short or low cut. All the women in the office dress like this. Mistress turned to model the short black skirt that hugged her hips, and the low-cut purple top that showed a lot of cleavage. I have my sexy heels in my desk. The men like the women in heels. It's a great job. The work isn't too hard, and I have lots of free time. One man brings me coffee and pastry at breakfast. Another man takes me out to lunch, and men will often take the women out for drinks after work or for dinner. Mistress turned to the mirror and added another coat of mascara, making her eyes even sexier. You have your household duties to keep you busy today, like a good little sissy wife. My mother and sister will be coming by the house to drop off their laundry, ironing, and shoes and boots to be shined. Be prepared to serve them tea. Be on your best behavior, and make sure your appearance is perfect. Stocking seams straight, and apron ironed. Wear those new extra-long false eyelashes. Now, go get my anklet, the one I wear on my right ankle to show that I'm a married woman and available, the one that has your chastity key on it. Everyone at the office gets a kick out of that one. The end. Discipline. Mistress held the clipboard in her hand, reading over Sissy's transgressions of the last week. Susan said your curtsy was sloppy. My boyfriend Mark said you still gagged. Mother complained that you made eye contact with her. Add to that all the issues with your household duties I found during the week, and you're in for a rough time, sweetheart. Really, Sissy, you need to try harder to be a good little submissive. Mistress shrugged. So, you are obviously going to be punished for all of these transgressions. I will warm you up with the paddle, and then we will proceed to the whip and the cane. Anything to say in your defense?
Thank you, mistress, for correcting the slut's behavior.
Well, at least you got that part correct. You will practice 50 curtsies before bedtime, and another 50 curtsies when you arise in the morning. You will send an apology note to Mark. You will write 500 times in your lines book. I will be an obedient sissy slut for mommy-in-law.
Yes, mistress. Thank you, mistress.
I don't see you wiggling your bottom, showing me how excited you are about your punishment spanking.
Oh, yes, Sissy wiggled his bottom. Thank you, mistress.
Too little, too late, or that's another, say, 24 strokes.
Thank you, mistress.
The end. Concentrate on my voice. Let's go deeper. Nothing exists for you now, Sissy. Nothing but my voice and your sissy needs. Listen to the truth. I will define your sissy reality. You will surrender and admit, I like being a sissy. Say it with me. I like being a sissy. Again, I like being a sissy. Relax and breathe. Surrender to your sissy needs. Focus on how you feel in feminine clothing. Feel the tightness of the corset. Feel the garter straps in the stockings. It feels good to wear girly stockings. It feels sexy the way they cling to you. Run your fingers up and down your silky legs. You are a sissy. You are not a man, not a woman, not a boy, not a girl. You are a sissy. Say it with me. I am a sissy. I am not a man. I am a sissy. I am not a man. Concentrate on my voice. Listen to the truth and surrender, sissy. Surrender to your fate. Visualize what you look like in your sissy slut.